I'm in a daze because these allotment, they're extensive, aren't they? Hello, yeah. Who are you?
Hello, I'm Harry.
Who are you?
I'm Norma.
And who are you?
I'm Laura.
And you were stood at the end of the road, Laura, yes, waving like a loon.
Waving frantically.
You've got some lovely allotments.
Yeah, and particularly this stall is what I think you were interested in.
Yeah.
It's our charity stall. And when there's surplus produce or surplus plants, I go in here. People and come along, help themselves and give a donation. Last year it raised over £4,000 for the village.
No!
Yes. And we're doing the same again this year.
Whose idea was that?
Well, he's not here today, unfortunately.
That was Mervyn. Mervyn, if you're listening, credit to you. Brilliant. So you've got, if everyone's got things in their allotments, just instead of letting them sort of go to rot,
avoid waste and share them with the community. So, the allotments are a very important part in the village and it is a community thing.
It is. How many allotments are here?
150 odd.
That's quite big, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's about 5 acres.
Are they all used?
Yes. Yeah, just one or two you'll find up where people obviously have to give them up for various reasons. But yeah, and there's usually a waiting list too.
Is it expensive to have an allotment?
No.
Not in our village, no, because a lot of the work we use volunteers to do so we can keep the costs down. So it's quite a social allotment as well.
Yeah. Why would you recommend having an allotment?
Oh, it's just so healthy and for the socialising, it gets a lot of retired people, especially gentlemen out when they wouldn't normally mix with people. So.
And also young families. The young families come too. Yeah. But they often find, they take them on, they often find it's too much and so they don't always last the course. So that's the
Because it's harder work than you think, isn't it?
It is, but it's very therapeutic as well and there's a lot in the news about gardening, isn't it? So I think it's good for your mind as well.
Absolutely. I love my garden even though it's ickle. What's the strangest thing that someone's grown here?
Oh, pumpkins. I think we've got one chap who grows big pumpkins and I can't remember how much, but it's about I can't show you on the radio, can I?
But huge
and weighs probably something like 30-40 kilograms.
Is that the only thing on his allotment?
No, he's the champion. We have in the fete, you'll see the fete advertised, and we have a vegetable show at that. But he's the one that usually takes all the prizes, I have to say.
Does he?
He's the champion, yes.
Arthur is his name.
Arthur. And he always wins on the onions. No one dares compete with him on that.
Oh, no one dares to compete with Arthur and his onions. And there's lots of people coming and going. Yeah. I can see lots of things growing. You've got the bean poles are up and the potatoes. And I love an allotment. And I think they're having a bit of a renaissance
aren't they? Definitely, yes. Yeah, we're so lucky. It's full, it's well used, and there's a waiting list. People are always asking for them, to be honest. We could do with more.
Yeah, are they all the same size? Or if you can't cope
sizes.
With a big allotment,
different
can you have a little
sizes,
one?
And you can have a small one, which we advise people to do when they're starting up. And they pay less, of course, but they are really very cheap. Somebody who's starting up would probably get one for just over £10.
Who's had the allotment the longest?
Probably me. Yeah. I've been in the village over 40 years. So.
And you've had an allotment all that time?
Not on this site. There was another site, but when we moved here, I've been here all the time. I suppose that's 20 years or more. Yes.
Do you think it saves you money?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
But it's not only that. It's having fresh vegetables. And I always pride myself. I could always go to my allotment and pick a selection of at least a couple of vegetables at any time of the year.
Yes. Did you come in early? Is the better time to come?
Early in the day.
Early in the day or later? Or
I'm retired, so I don't get up that early.
We do.
He never stops.
No, he looks like he's very, very active. And I say, you come down to your allotment, gather your harvest, go home, cook it. That must be lovely.
Lovely, yeah.
Your new potatoes yesterday. So nothing better than picking your new potatoes.
Yeah, absolutely. I want an allotment now. I'm not sure I could manage one, though.
No, you've put a lot of things on your list over the years on this show, though, haven't you? An allotment, as well as the castle and the lake by the sea.
Yeah,
and
houseboat.
Yeah, houseboat as well. There's a lot there.
Ride on that train at Wakescone.
A ride on that
That's
train.
That's right, yeah, you want to do that as well.
Yes, I did want to do that. Yeah. The thing is, we get to see everything, but we don't necessarily get to do it, do we?
No, that's right. Yes, you refused to play cricket earlier on as well, but we can always go back that way.
No, very wise.
Yeah.
No. You had a spin bowler, didn't you? It was a bit dodgy.
Yeah, yes, we did.
Yeah, you did. Victoria Polly's dad.
Yeah, he was very good as well.
And he was tall as well.
Yes, he was.
I'm just a midget these days. I don't know.
No.
I don't.